哎呀呀呀呀呀呀！太大的大的大大，梆吧吧梆梆，滴答滴答滴答咚，滴答滴答，咚咚咚。哎 ，Good morning, baby, so.
Good morning.
Was macht ihr? Kommt es denn?
Pardon?
Well, wir haben es jetzt hier.
Morning,
bitte mich.
Good
morning.
Just one second, just the recording sorted out. Okay, if you want to say anything or ask, just unmute yourselves. So yesterday we started, we saw the Mashas Chochma. Maybe we'll go through it again today. Just look there. It's one of the things that bothers us about Betochen. In all the Chiyuvim and all the Inyanim in the Torah, we see that the Torah gives us clear drocha, how to conduct ourselves. When there's a machlokes, so we have psakim, you go like this, you go like that. In Betochen, the Mishnah Sochem himself points it out, there's a wide range of opinions, and yet we don't see any psak. So he called it a mitzvah pratis. Mitzvah pratis. It means there's a whole shopping center of approaches, and a person has to know when and how to use which ones. They're all valid. They're all valid, they're all realistic, they're all practical, they're all usable. You have to know when and how to use them. That was what came out, the bottom line from the Mishnah Chochma. He learned that out from the mitzvah of Bor Tadabek. Not sure exactly what Dvekus is yet, but there's something to do with the relationship. There's some kind of relationship that we have with Hashem. My relationship with Hashem is going to look different to your relationship with Hashem because I'm different. And Hashem relates to me differently, and I relate to him differently. It's just an insight. But the Maseilas Yesharim, way down in a chapter that's all relevant to us, it's way beyond us. But he says something there that's more relevant to us. He says that this hit me yesterday. I heard from somebody this idea. I'm just going to put things together. He says there that a person should daven to Hashem like he talks to his friend. Daven to Hashem like you talk to your friend. Now, for sure, that's way beyond us. Talk to Hashem like you talk to a friend, but then that's fine in the Nimshal. In the Nimshal, you have to be talking to Hashem like you talk to your friend. But what about the Moshal? How do I talk to my friend? When I'm talking to my friend, am I having a deep, intimate dveikus? Is there a relationship developing? Is the first time I meet somebody, does that look the same as the second time, the third time? Forget about the nimshal. The moshal itself is mamash. It stopped me in my tracks. When you recognize that, the Torah is telling you, the Mishnah is telling you, you have to dive into Hashem the way you talk to your friend. Have I ever stopped and thought about how I talk to my friend? Am I curious about what's going on in their life? Am I interested in them? The same with Hashem. When a person comes to have a relationship with Hashem, so the way I talk to my friend, the way I relate to my friend is very different to the way somebody else might talk to his friend, relate to his friend. So that's the same with Betochen. Betochen requires me to understand me, to understand myself, to understand how I relate outward, and then see how to connect in different situations and different approaches applying the principle, the Torah principles of B'tochen. I don't make up my own. I work within the realm of halacha. Aval, it requires a bor tadabek. That's the chiddush of the Meshes Chochmah. This comes out of the posuk or bor tadabek. B'tochen has something to do with being medabek, of having a relationship, of connecting, of resonating with Hashem. That's what flows out of there. And there, that's what he says right at the end. He says, "V'zenikra dveikus v'hi mitzvah koileles bebechinas shoynes lekol anshei uma." That applies to everybody, but it's going to be different for everybody. So you have to know which betochen, which aspect, which tools, let's say, which chiyuvi, which mitzvah or betochen, which shita in betochen is relevant for me now. So that becomes a very personal avoider. That becomes something you have to take responsibility for. Okay, so let's try and take a little bit this Meshes Chochmah part, see how it applies to us, and try and see if we can find some practical applications here. I'm on Kuf Samach Zayin. Okay. Biedvorov. Let's clarify these words of the Meshes Chochmah. He says, Mitzvah Sabatochen hi be'etzem keshet veikus amitim aboira. The mitzvah in betochen is, what is it? It's a kesher. Be'etzem kesher dveikus amiti in maboira. It's a genuine, proper relationship with Hashem. You can't give exact instructions to each person. The same as you can't give exact instructions to a person how to raise a child, and you can't give exact instructions to a person how to get on with his spouse or her spouse. If he does this, you say that. If she does this, you say that. No, the law. If in chinuch, you know, if your child says this, do this. If he does that, say that, do this. No, there's a law, there's a law chinuch. That the child's in the wrong home. The child should have been in the person who's telling you how to bring up your child. The child should have been by him, because he's telling you how to run your life. You can't. You have to raise your child based on who you are. A Kodesh Baruch Hu does not require a person who's having children to go study for 20 years to become a parent. You know, I have to know the principles. We come short in our chinuch, not because we don't know how to raise our children, it's because we don't know what the principles are. You have to give people the principles, understand what the Torah is, the musogim, the understanding of what chinuch is. But not to tell the person, listen, you know, if your child says this, you say that. If he does this, do that in marriage as well. It's a relationship. There's two unique people here in a unique situation, and it's always going to be different. You have to know what the principles are. We always have to have clear definitions and first principles. But once you have that, so now you're going to have to go out there and do what you have to do. Will you sometimes get it wrong? For sure. For sure, that's wired into the system. We're going to make mistakes. We are error-making machines. That's how we were designed. For sure, we're going to make mistakes. But that's better than, you know, better than somebody else remote controlling how you run your life. That's the same in B'tochen. It's the same in the relationship with Hashem. The same in the relationship with Hashem. The Sidur Rami says that to you. The way you talk to Hashem, the reality to Hashem has to be the way you relate to your friend. One of the aspects of that is the way I relate to my friend depends on a now. He's in the room, I'm in the room, and there's a now. And we're going to connect now based on the chiddush of this moment. Not because of something yesterday or what will be tomorrow or old ancient patterns that we're playing out here. No, you're going to connect now. There's me in the room, you in the room, and there's a now. There's a present. That's what davening is. I'm in the room, Hashem's in the room, and there's this moment, and that's all there is. So don't give me instructions how to handle this moment. This moment never happened before. You have to go with the moment. Okay. You can't give exact instructions to everybody. The person's betochen is going to be tolu on his dveikus. Whatever that word means. I still haven't worked out what dveikus means, but it means, for the purpose of this discussion, is a working definition. We'll call it a relationship, whatever, yeah? But kol echad lefum daga delay, v'shiura delay, tzarich litroch limtso es dagas dveikusa b'boire kefi dagas dveikusa kach yoichal liftoich boi. Each person has to find at his level where he's comfortable, where he fits, how he... The shield, the measure, where he's holding in B'tochen, he has to toil to find his relationship with Hashem. Where actually is it at the moment? And we get tested and we get shown it. It's very interesting. It's one of the few, I haven't thought this through properly, maybe you'll do the work for me, but it's one of the few places where you actually have a barometer of how you're being matzliach. Like, am I really being matzliach, putting on tefillin the way I'm supposed to? it's hard to know because we don't really have a barometer, you know. How much kavana did you have? What was I thinking? Where? How? Mod kasher. How kosher my tefillin? There's no real barometer. But betochen, the chaybus halavavas gives you a very clear barometer. Your level of betochen is determined, is reflected in your yishuv adas and menuchas hanefesh. That's the essence of betochen. A person who has betochen has no daigas, he has no worries. We're talking about very high levels in the ideal, for sure. But in the ideal, that's what betochen is. Betochen means I feel secure. That's what the word means. Betochen means secure, feel secure. Not a worry in the world. So where are you holding in betochen? Just check out where your angst levels are. You know, how much below, where's your blood pressure? That's all. And then you know exactly where you're holding in betochen. Now, it might change. For one person, it may be Panosa, he's chilled. He doesn't have a problem. He has full betochen. He understands Panosa comes from Hashem. Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. His Ishtadlus is just a mitzvah for whatever reason, which we'll go into Ishtadlus at more length later. Aval, he's fine. He's cool. Panosa goes up, Panosa goes down. You can't maz this guy. His mama, she's been through. He's had a lot of experience with Hashem, with Panosa, and that's why he's fine. When it comes to medical issues, he may be a panic attack kind of a guy. But he has to know that, and he has to see where his issues are, where his relationship with Hashem is in as tight as it needs to be. You have a very clear working platform which a person could determine where he's holding in betochen by just checking out where's your levels of yeshuva das and menuchas hanefesh. How secure are you with Hashem in this particular area? And it's going to be different for people. That's an amazing thing there. It's unbelievable that you actually can test it all the time. And you get tested. You get to a certain level of betochen that you were never on before, and then suddenly you get a new nisoin, and then you suddenly realize, whoa, I thought I was holding something, you know, and suddenly I'm like, I'm falling apart. What happened? You know? And that's why it's an ongoing avoider. Okay. We spent a lot of time in the first chalik discussing that relationship between Hashem and us as a husband and a wife, the marshal of a ish v'isha. Sometimes you can't give a husband and a wife exact instructions how you go about building a marriage, how you build a relationship. You can tell them a few things about what not to do. You give them basic principles about what the underlying goal here is. I'll say for Mr. Shem, maybe we'll get to that safe also when we finish this one, Chelek Gimel, on Bais HaYudi. But you can't give mefurat instructions. You can give hashkafa of what marriage is and what the principles are, but you can't give exact instructions on how to build a relationship. Everybody knows that. In each nisoyin they have to give them exact instructions it's stupid, it's foolishness, it's lacking seichel, it's ridiculous. Not every moment's the same and not every situation's the same. This now is not the same as yesterday's now. Somebody who doesn't know how to work according to the klalim that he has, all the drach in the world is not going to help him. The law is there. In fact, if you look in the chinuch safe of Rav Matisya Solomon, in the Agdama there, he has a whole Agdama about why he doesn't hold of chinuch svarim. Because of this problem. The chinuch svarim that tell you how to raise your child, he holds they actually cause more chinuch problems than they solve. So why did he allow them to publish a sefer on his chinuch vadim? Because he says, I'm not telling you how to raise your children, I'm giving you the klalim. I'm giving you Torah Sashkof about what chinuch is, but you have to go apply those principles. I give you the tools, but you have to know how to use them, how to use them, when to use them. It's like you have a bag of tools, and now you have to know. Do you take out the drill now? Do you use the hammer now? The screwdriver now? You have to decide. They don't can tell you what to do. Lord Toiler, call Hadrocha. It's not going to help the Hadrocha. You can't give it across klali. Everyone's unique in his world. You're the only child, you're the only spouse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't tell you how to behave. If this happens, do this. But that's how you said. I'm standing on the other side of the room and I see things a bit differently to that. So I have to do what I think. A very important thing to remember. This is like, in this generation, this is like almost bordering on apikoros to say things like this. Everybody wants to just be like everyone else. Or they want everyone else to be like them. Yeah, that's better, yeah? Anybody's a little bit more than me is a fanatic. He's less than me is an apikairis. Everybody, there's no room for anybody to be any different from me. I'm the benchmark of reality and of sanity and of normalcy, and everyone has to be like me. No, that's nonsense. Everybody has a personal relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you have to build that personally based on who you are. Everyone has to find his own real. You know, in the matrix of real ideal process, real is where I am. Ideal is where I'm trying to get to. That's the ideal. That's the Torah's definition of where I'm supposed to be. Not now, but where I'm aiming for. And then there's a process of how you get there. So ideal is always going to look more or less the same, because that's the Torah. But real is very different. Everyone's real, where he is now, is very different to everybody else's. And therefore, how he's going to get on the journey in the direction of that ideal is going to look very different. If I'm in Beit Shemesh and I need to get to Bnei Brak, my journey is going to look very different to yours. If you're in Yerushalayim and you need to get to Bnei Brak, they're going to be two very different journeys. For sure. I mean, that's obvious. So a person has to discover who he is, where he's holding. The ideal, we know what the ideal is. And now start heading out on the journey in that direction. And the ideal is a direction finder. You can see whether you're heading in the right direction, how much closer you're getting, but it's sort of like the unattainable goal. Because when you're alive, that ideal is always going to be beyond you. So the deal is not the point to get there. The ideal is to head in that direction. But you've got to start with me. Who am I? And I'm not you. So how can you tell me how to have a relationship with Hashem now based on where I am? You don't even know where I am. I'm not even sure where I am. But I have to find out for myself where I'm holding, and I have to be real with that and honest with that and own that. There's a lot of responsibility in Betochen, because no one can tell you what to do. That's why most people in this generation are not interested in the subject, because I'd rather just tell me what to do and leave me alone. I don't want to think too much. All the svarim and all the writings and talkings, even myself, even all the talking I'm doing about Betochen, it's almost irrelevant to anybody else. Just trying to give you principles, basic, practical, like places where you can start functioning. But he uses Yamashal as a pharmacy, Beit Mekachat. It's full of medications, yeah? Each person has to find the medication that works for him. You can go into Beit Mekachat. All those medications are good. They're all good and they all function. They all work well. But one can kill a person and one can heal a person depending on the person, not depending on the medication. To find the medication that's matim for you, for your problem, for your issue. As we mentioned earlier, each nisayon, everything that happens to the person is moided, is exact, is measured perfectly for his particular situation now. And therefore, he has to, the yisurim, the nisoinis, the problems, the difficulties, the simchas, there's a kol unique for him, with an unbelievable exactitude that's coming from Hashem. As well as kol daigas v'ametiris es menachosin, all the daigas and the worries and whatever come to mess up a person's tranquility. Yefshu letet klal hashov lekol nefesh, kol echad lefi dagoset tzarich lechapes es habetochen amoy lo. Each person has to go and find the betochen that works for him. You have to work on where your madrega is. You have to work on, maybe we'll find time, we'll discuss it. Rav Dessler discusses five madregas of Betochen. it's almost impossible to find yourself in there. It's a bit irritating. You know, he's giving you five madregas of Betochen. You go, wow, now I'll be able to see where I'm holding. And you come away from them like not knowing where, you even less know where you're holding. Maybe we'll take a look at that sometime. It's awesome. Ot chashuv. Aval, like I mentioned earlier, just check out where you're holding in terms of your tranquility level. As the Meshech Chochma said, the betochen, the level where I'm holding, that's my relationship with Hashem. That's what we mentioned earlier, we were using the marshal of a Cheder Yichud. You're alone in the Cheder Yichud. Now there's no room for instruction. No room. There's you and her in the room now having a relationship that's never happened before. And will never happen again. So how are you going to write the instruction manual? You know, paint by numbers. Love it. V'yichud mashmois eli yois levad. What does yichud mean? Alone. What does echad mean? One, alone, nothing else. The local goyrim zah with no strange, with no outside influences. Ach bekol zois nitain loyim kiboifen klali yishnei sug betochen aderish dafke bederenik kufishin v'alala. Okay. Having spent a lot of time on convincing everybody here that betochen is very unique, it's very personal, it's very whatever, nothing to do with anyone else. At the same time, at a klali level, you'll see that there's some betochens, let's say in the two shittas in the Rishoni we're dealing with, that are more relevant to a particular generation, a particular time than the other one. And you work within that klal to find your personal darga. Doesn't mean you have to take every possible level. You can't take Rav Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel at the same time. The law yochol yot. They're almost mutually exclusive. The Chovas HaLevavos and the Rashi, even though they agree on many, many aspects, but at the point that they disagree, you can't be holding those two together. That's why they disagree. But there is in different tekufas, different generations, different dargas of a klal. At the prat level, yeah, we've discussed, but at the klal level, you'll see that there's dargas of betochen, there's approaches to betochen that are more relevant to this generation than others. Nitzal atzmeinu shanu zeichem legilu nevuah mehashem yisbarach voim elanu kedahalan. Let's just step aside for a minute and just look at another aspect of the knowing which betochen is more relevant to you. Hashem comes to you and reveals himself to you, yeah? And he says like this, I'm giving you the following choice. You can conduct your life in two possible ways. Harishenehu, tiftochoi bi be'emes, have full betochen in me, be'emes, emes. Beyond, it's gone beyond the imuna. When the betochen goes beyond the imuna, it's now emes, yeah? Tikablu kol asher techpatzu. You get whatever you want. Like the Chovas HaLevavos says, person on the right level of betochen, whatever he wants, he'll get. Panasa, briot, oisha, kovod, yeladim tzadikim, kamosha rabbeinu, vashirim, kakairach. Whatever you want, whatever you can conjure up in your imagination, you want that, ask for it, you get it. That get to that level of betochen and you're there. However, there's a price, yeah? Al pi derech zu, henchem achraim l'chaya netzach shelachem. You're responsible for your Olam Haba. Ubeirin tchir samaisim alu liyoshet bareki kibaltim kva kol ma shiratzitim kanu miyad. You may find when you get to tchir samaisim or Olam Haba, whatever that is, you may find that everything that you got in this world is what was being supposed to be kept for you in the next world, and you've used up everything. You picked the locks, and you went into the strong room, the safe, and you took out everything that was being put away for you then. You got it all, yeah. You don't have anything left. That was Yaakov Avinu's problem. Katanti mikol achasodim. He didn't mean that he'd become small. Chazal said he was worried about his schiot. Hashem did so many chasodim for me. That could be that I've used up maschut in Olam Haba. How you can do that is another discussion. I'm not going into that now. That's a fascinating discussion. How you can get rewarded for what you did in this world. How you can get rewarded in this world. Because Ein Tzcha, we've spoken about that a lot. There's enough pleasure in this world to give you the reward for even the smallest mitzvah. Okay, so we'll leave that problem aside. But the going discusses how you could blow your whole Olam Haba. If you saw Salanta said you could do that as well. You could lose up your whole Olam Haba with the pleasures you have in this world. So that's the deal you have. You get whatever you want in this world, but you take responsibility for your Olam Haba. Aderech Hashnia, what's the second approach? Ki she'adam ki'ilu yatsum es einov ve'yelech kesuma achrei Hashem. The other one is kind of you close your eyes. You don't do this really because we don't want to become sort of mindless groupies. That's not the goal here. The goal is to close your eyes and to walk like a blind person with Hashem. Pamim rabot yelo nisyonos kashim. There are going to be times you're going to have some real hard nisyonos. Lo yavinas derech Hashem. You won't understand what Hashem is trying to do. My dedikin is saying today, if you speak to people openly and honestly, people speak to me a lot. I speak to people. There's an enormous amount of confusion in the world today. In this area, Hashem is doing things. She said, lo muvan. What's going on here? Ikev lo, ulam Hashem achrei lenetzach shelo. But you must know one thing: your Olam Haba, that's taken care of. Hashem says, I'll look after your Olam Haba. You don't have to worry. Olam Haba, you're fixed. It's all intact. Mekiven shu kibel es Hashem ba'olam hazeh bli pikpuk. He accepts, like the Rashi we saw. Kol hayah averach hamakabel b'tmim b'suba'avu whatever b'simcha lo zocher. You accepted whatever Hashem did in this world without any tainas. Hashem yidag l'chay netzach shelo, Hashem will take care of your Olam Haba. As ein sofek, kikulanu ayinu boichim b'derech hashniyah. Everyone will take the second derech. Mi hu zeh shi yiz la'aloit al daitoi Where's the chutzpah, the ozus to run and say, I know what's good for me, klape my olam haba. I know what I need in this world in order to have the best olam haba. If somebody just wants a good world down here, so then that's not a problem. Then we're not talking to you. We're talking about people who came in this world to understand that we are on a journey to olam haba. This is just the preparation. If a person just wants this world, he's not interested. He's an Esav and he's not interested in the world to come. He's not interested in this world. Well, then the first one is for sure the way you want to go. Yeah, that's obviously the way, because you're going to have a gevaldik of this world. And you're not interested in olam haba, so fine. But somebody who's interested in olam haba, you would risk your olam haba on getting whatever you want in this world. Or you would say to Hashem, listen, I don't really know what's good for me. I don't know what I need. I don't know how to build an olam haba. You take care of my olam haba, and I'll makabel kol hayavolecho b'simcha b'tminus. That's the choice. So for sure, nobody's going to take responsibility for his olam haba. We don't know what's good for us. Putting your trust in Hashem to take care of your olam haba, that's the only way to go. So we'll have to see, why do you need the Chovos HaLevavos? Why do you need the first level then? If the second level is poshut to everybody, nobody's going to be amazed to say, for sure I know what's good for me, Hashem. You just stay out of the way, I'll take care of things. Yeah, no one's going to say that. So what do I need the Chovos HaLevavos for? Bichlal. So we'll see. That we'll deal with. Aval nimtzenu lamdim kidasa kol maskemes shitis Rashi, ki zeh derech habetochan ha-tayve b'yayisa. Rashi's shitis, for sure the way to go. B'derech zu ein tafkido shel ha-adam litakesh ad shikevel es mefoshoim. That's not the ikka avoid of a person is not to stand there demanding what you want until you get it. It doesn't mean you shouldn't daven. We'll discuss davening later. Makishtadis we'll discuss later. Elahu yoichel akabel es kol habo alav miyad Hashem b'tmimus, shei rak hu yodea mahu tovosev amitis. Since I know that only Hashem really knows what's good for me, and he only wants to do what's good for me. We're not dealing with somebody who may want to hurt you, may want to, you know, he's got like a star smile on his face, you know, because he's trying to like give you, you know, he's trying to stab you in the back. No, and Hashem only wants to do good for us. He can't do anything that's not good for us. And he's the only one that knows what's good for us. And he has the power to do whatever is good for us. No one can hold him back. So then for sure, you put your trust in him. You let him run the show. And then you do what you have to do. You don't become a blindless, mindless fool. Of course not. That's not the goal. We mentioned that many times. We want to be like David HaMelech. I'll pursue my enemies. I'll overtake them. And I'll kill my enemies. And Hashem says, Vani Oisakei. Hashem says, I'll take care of it. Don't worry. Who asked you to do anything? David says, I'm doing everything. No. David goes out and does everything he has to do. But when you look at David, you don't see David, you see Hashem. That's the goal. I mean, David's the ideal sort of prototype of what it's supposed to look like, but me as well. I go out, I do everything I have to do. I make my shtadlises, I do whatever the Torah demands me to do. At the end of the day, that's got nothing to do with me. It's a kulul Hashem. And whatever Hashem decides at the end of the day, and he bekabel, because I know that's what's best for me. That's the klal that comes out of this Meshes Chochmah. Together with the fact that we're in a tekufa, in a generation, we're in a period where Rashi's approach, and within Rashi's approach, there's dozens of approaches as well in the Achrenim. We'll see. We're just talking the two main Mahalchim here that comes out of the Gemara and comes down through the two main Mahalchim in the Rishonim. But within that, there's many different approaches. Even in Rashi, there's lots of different approaches. Of all that's definitely, you ask anybody, they'll tell you for sure that makes more sense for where we hold it. There were greats that could make Akshim, that, you know, the Choni Amagils. I'm not coming out of the circle till you do what I tell you what to do, Hashem. It was fine for Choni Amagil, but I'm not Choni Amagil. Wow. He took a chras for what he did. I'm not prepared to take a chras for that. So you know, you understand, you see for yourself that it's obvious under the circumstances in that Rashi's approach is definitely the better one. And we have to see how we go through that. We're about to enter into an unbelievable field here, trying to understand why you need the Chovos HaLevavos B'tochen when you have Rashi's. As we've just said, there are very few yechidim that are going to even start thinking about that level of betochen. We're going to always be drawn towards Rashi because that makes more practical sense. We have to understand why Hashem put those two concepts, why we have those two things in the world. You'll see, it's unbelievable. It's a moedika sugya. it touches on one of the basic fundamental yosodices of the entire Bria. We're going to touch on it, we'll go into it in depth. It's essentially the interplay between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva, Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebaalpeh, Tzadik V'Tov Lo, Tzadik V'Ra Lo. That's the subject we're going to be dealing with over the next couple of days. An unbelievable subject. It touches mamash on almost, there's no way in the Bria that this doesn't impact, this klal that we'll come away with. So Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick that up tomorrow at the bottom of Kuf Samach Ches. Any questions, comments, reactions?
Yeah, Rabbi Shkach, I just got a question. It might be a long answer, but you know, constantly comparing our relationship to Hashem, like Yichud, you know, a spouse or with a friend. You did mention yourself earlier that, you know, are we truly, like, just thinking about the marshal, are we truly
I'm losing you. Okay, yeah, try now again, start again. No, I didn't hear you, but I had a problem with my sound. Just try again.
Basically, we're comparing our relationship to Hashem. With a chaver, with a friend, and you said you're interested in the moshul itself, is that when we speak to a friend, are we even interested in what the friend is saying? A lot of times we're thinking what we're going to say next, or we're so self-centered about ourselves, are we even, right? How can we have a relationship with Hashem when, you know, all the davening, all the thing, it's based on us? We're not listening. How do we know what Hashem wants? How do we know what's going through Hashem's, like, mind, so to speak? You know, it's so hard to have that kind of relationship when the other party, there's no way to understand. All we can understand is that he wants us to speak to him. That's it.
And he's speaking to us all the time, number one. One second, let me just step back. You asked the question, okay? That's not just a question. You're asking the question. Yeah, that's what bothers about tefillah. We're all bothered by tefillah. Tefillah is not something that we kind of just instinctively resonate with. That's been a problem for all the generations. That's why there's idol worship, because you need something that you can hold, touch, relate, feel, experience, yeah? Whereas when I'm standing talking to my shtender, it feels a little bit one-sided, yeah? For sure. That's the avoider. That's the difficulty in davening, for sure. And the answer to that question is massive. I can't give you a one-line answer, but I'm going to give you a one-line answer. Think about it, and let's grow and develop it, okay? The Israeli sharp base in the Nefesh HaChaim. This is really where your question gets dealt with properly, is in Shah Beis of the Nefesh HaChaim. There's a Moedika Sefer, of Reuven Leuchter wrote an unbelievable Sefer on Tefillah, answering your question. But the bottom line is you have to try and see things from Hashem's perspective. That's the answer to the question. How you do that, that's like I said, that's Shah Beis of Nefesh HaChaim. Rav Leuchter has a sefer on that book called, I don't know what it's called, something about tefillah. It's just been re-released by Feldheim, that deals with your question. When I'm davening and I'm saying, Boinei Yerushalayim, let's just say that as an example, yeah? I really want you to rebuild Yerushalayim, okay? What does Hashem feel about that? Hashem, how do you feel about that? What's your take on rebuilding Yerushalayim? Because you could if you wanted to, so why haven't you? You know, so why don't you want Yerushalayim rebuilt? You have a conversation with Hashem. You see, we're very used to just saying the words in the tefillah, and that's power as well. Just saying the words in the tefillah is like pushing the buttons of an atom bomb. You don't see how it works, but you blow up a building, yeah? That's for sure, there's power in those words, unbelievable power. Each letter, the design, the way the angels did it, designed it, does unbelievable things in the higher world, yeah? But that leaves me standing a little bit cold and empty because I don't really know what I'm doing when I'm davening. I'm just saying words, and yeah, they have a power, but it doesn't really have anything to do with me. But there's another dimension to tefillah, which we're talking about, yeah, which is the relationship, yeah? There's nothing to do with Kabbalistic stuff. It's just about me and Hashem resonating together. So there you have to be curious, the same as you are with a friend. Well, I wonder why my friend wished me happy birthday when he knows my birthday is only in 2 months. Interesting, huh? You know, like, James, are you okay? You know, like, how come you missed, you know, didn't you really think it's my birthday today? Or what's that about? You know? Not what? You know, it's not my birthday. Same with Hashem. And I'll tell you another thing. If you open yourself to it, if you open yourself a little bit, Hashem does talk to us. He's talking to us all the time. The fact that you're sitting in this Zoom share now obligates me to find out why I needed to hear the question that you just asked. What's Hashem trying to tell me here? There's Ashgacha practice. Nothing happens for nothing. The fact that I don't even know who you are, I can't even see you clearly. And your name on your screen says Uzo, and I don't know who Uzo is.
Uzi, it's Uzi.
says UZO.
Yeah, that's how you, yeah, it was a mistake.
Okay, fine. And so I don't even know who you are, and you're sitting in my Zoom share, yeah, with a whole bunch of people who I do know. I have to ask myself, one second, why did I need to hear that question now, today? Yeah, that's Hashem talking. That's not Uzi talking. There's a Banam L'Chaveiro, yeah, that I'm talking to you, but there's a Banam L'Mokum going on all the time. Now, obviously, okay, that's another whole vibe on its own. How do you deal with all the overwhelming data that's coming across my desk every second, you know? A car just drove past. Why did I have to hear a car driving past? I can't process all of it. But what I do notice, that I'm obligated to ask myself what's going on here. So when I'm talking to you, I'm asking myself, what the heck is Hashem telling me? Why is he asking me this question now? And it's fascinating because mamash last night I was with a group of people, we were working through a certain subject, and this tefillah story has been bothering me. I even phoned the bookseller yesterday to ask him if he had Rav Leuch the Sefer because it's been out of print and I want to start working through it again. And now suddenly you're asking me. So yeah, so Hashem does talk to us all the time. Now the work is to take what happened now and going to Mincha, yeah, where I'm reading from a book now at my davening. It doesn't feel so spontaneous. Take that and somehow inject this moment into that tefillah. For sure, not the whole tefillah. If I can do that for half a nanosecond in that tefillah, I'll be very grateful. But it's avoidance work. You're right. There's two types of tefillahs. There's the tefillah, the formal tefillah, and there's the informal tefillah. The informal tefillah is my relationship with Hashem. I'm talking to him, I'm speaking to him, I'm walking with him, we're chatting, we're schmoozing, and he talks back all the time. But you have an obligation to be alert to what he's saying, because he doesn't talk like your friend. He doesn't like prattle on, ba 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 ba. There's subtle hints, there's messages, there's, you know. Now I have a question for who? Who are you?
Uzi Feinstein, we spoke.
Oh, fine. Uziel. Sorry, I didn't make the connection. Okay, Beseder Gamur. There you are. How's it?
How you doing, Rabbi Shkach? Thank you so much.
No, I saw you there in the corner. I wasn't sure, and I wasn't going to stop to find out what it was, because sometimes people pop in, I don't know. But then had I seen Uzi, maybe. Yeah, but even that wouldn't have related to Uzi, I wouldn't have got there. Okay, I'm sorry.
Shkach, no worries. Have a great day. Thank you.
Take good care. All right.